Song of Survival by Helen Killane. The book is dedicated to Antoinette and Alette and to the memory of our parents. This book takes its title from extraordinary music created during the Second World War in a women's prison camp. In actual time, the music fills only a small part of the story. The women had to assemble first by dramatic ways on the tropical island where the camp was located. Camp conditions had to become really bad before the women, to lift low spirits, thought up their novel musical idea. But the impact of the music was tremendous, and is again, now that the music is sung in countries around the world. All events in this book really took place. All persons really existed. But in some cases, to protect people's privacy, I have used fictional first names only. Instead of weaving more informative details into the text or adding footnotes or endnotes, I have included helpful information on geography, customs and languages at the back of the book. Chapter 1. Escape from Tarakan. Near the east coast of the big island of Borneo in Southeast Asia lies a fleck of an island called Tarakan. It is covered by jungle, except for an area where the oil derricks stand and the people live who conduct the business of pumping Tarakan's oil. Living on the little island in 1941, when Tarakan was part of the Netherlands East Indies, were my mother, Altje Zeus Collijn, and my father, Anton Collijn, manager of the Bataafse Petroleum Maatschappij, BPM, oil facility, a Dutch company of the Shell Group. In 1939, when we had finished high school in the Netherlands, my parents invited my sister Antoinette and me for a 3-month visit to see them and become acquainted with the tropical...